From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Rosehaven Convalescence Center in Lister, North Carolina, is the setting for a funny new novel by Clyde Edgerton called Lunch at the Piccadilly. Lil Olive is at the nursing home. Her nephew, Carl Turnage, comes by often to take care of her and to keep an ear tuned for wacky phrases he might be able to shape into a country song. Clyde Edgerton's books typically draw on the southern humor and wisdom of the elderly, and this novel's no exception.
In the case of the nursing home, I think it's important to be careful, because you can cross a line and be cruel in some people's eyes. But back in 96, my aunt was in a nursing home, and I would go by to see her every day, just not every day, every few days, but I didn't have a day job, so I'd see her in the morning at 11 or 3 in the afternoon. And one afternoon, I was cutting her toenails, and she said to her roommate, she said, "Don't you wish you had a nephew who'd come and do for you like this one does for me?" And her roommate, whose name was Ernestine, was sitting across the room. She crossed her arms and said, "I got two nephews. They both work." And I thought, that's got to be in a book somewhere, and I wrote that down.
You talked about crossing the line with characters like this and trying to find that balance between what's funny and what's sadly poignant. And Carl, the Aunt Lil's nephew, seems to be struggling with this a bit, too. He's writing down some of the things that he's hearing from the old women in this home, turning them into songs, but he's also very aware that Aunt Lil, who's his last surviving relative, is on the way out. You write that he's thinking that he is on the brink of a great silence.
I think when, again, I draw in ways I think many novelists do from my own life. And I had 23 aunts and uncles. I have three aunts left, and I was an only child, and they were a generation beyond what most people experienced. My mother and father were 40 and 42 when I was born, so it was almost as if I were raised by a group of grandparents. And I never thought about them not being there, but then as the number dwindled, suddenly what happens to all of us when we lose our parents, we began to move toward a stage when there's no one ahead of us to talk about the past and about family and other things. And if we're very lucky, we have relatives who tell stories and talk about family. And if we're even luckier, we're able to record some of those stories.
The Piccadilly in the title is a cafeteria where Carl will take his Aunt Lil for lunch. And there's a scene when it becomes very clear that Lil mentally is not what she once was. And I wonder if you could read from part of that.
At the Piccadilly, Aunt Lil gets fried chicken, string beans, and iced tea. Carl gets slaw, meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, broccoli and cheese, a slice of garlic toast, and a Diet Coke. A cafeteria worker, his name tag says Delbert, carries Aunt Lil's tray ahead to their table. Aunt Lil stops before they reach the table.
"Have we eaten yet, or are we about to eat?"
This is a little scary. "We're about to eat."
"I already got my food?"
"Yes, ma'am. It's over there on the table."
"What did I get?"
"Fried chicken."
"Oh."
She starts walking again.
"I'm not surprised."
There's just a wonderful tension there, I guess, between something that's really funny and really sad at the same time.
Well, that's right, and I you're exactly right, and I had to deal with that, and I actually edited out some stories that I was worried about. I never thought about any of this being in any way offensive or making fun until after I'd finished the book, and at one point I was considering a title for the book, and the title was Old People, and my friends were mixed about whether or not I should use that title, and so I got rid of the title, and I even had a section called Old People in Cars, and I changed that to Older People in Cars. And in this one, because of her humor and because of her ability to laugh at herself and think about herself in a very human way, those places, which were similar to experiences I'd had with my aunts and my mother, I kept in the book.
They do seem to have a sense of humor about themselves, some of the old people. I'll call them old people, the old people in this book. one of them has a line. This is actually a character who's passed on, but her line is passed along as legend. If she knew she was going to live as long as she did, she'd have bought a new mattress.
That comes from an elderly cousin, secondhand. That's a quote that stays in the family, and that's one of those kind of things. Funny. And, you know, it also helps for me, having spent a lot of time with these people, to know that we are, we're there. We are all the elderly. We're just at different stages, and we don't think about it.
There's a point when several of the women in this nursing home are sitting on the porch, Beatrice, Maudie, and Clara, and one of them sees a picture of Bill Clinton on the front of the newspaper, and that sets off a whole conversation about presidents. I wonder if you could read part of that. This is three voices. This is going to be a challenge.
Oh, no, says Beatrice. She holds up her newspaper for Maudie to see. On the front page is Bill Clinton.
Look, it's him again. That nose. I think he's an alcoholic, says Maudie. He was president, though. You've got to respect the office, even if you don't respect the man in it. I think people made a devil out of him just because he wasn't the same kind of president as Washington and Lee and Lincoln. Lee? Washington and Lee. That's a school, says Clara. What? Washington and Lee. Well, Lee was something. He was general of the Confederate Army. I think he was president at some point. Grant was president, but not Lee. He should have been. Not after being on the losing side. My Uncle Benjamin lost a finger in that war. Which one? Index. They said. Which war? Oh, Civil War.
I'll stop there. It keeps going, but that's probably
You must sort of have these characters in your head, physically maybe, and certainly vocally.
Yes, they are here. Clyde, get over here. She's trying to talk to you.
Well, they are there, and it makes it interesting and fun when I'm writing characters and I can and more or less hear them talk. And it's a writer's dream, I think, when characters take over in a scene. And it doesn't always happen, but sometimes it seems to happen. And so I'm lucky when it does.
Clyde Edgerton, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Clyde Edgerton's new novel is called Lunch at the Piccadilly.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.